Hardy with a powerful right hand knocking Sammy Guevara through the stage.
I want a divorce. Oh!
I told you, I was gonna ruin yours!
I feed my whole family with this title!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Highs and Lows in Wrestling. My name is Mimi Burris, and I am excited to talk about this week, so let's jump right into it. First things first, just a couple housekeeping things. Thank you if you're listening. I am so grateful that you chose to listen to this podcast today, whether you're new or a returning listener. It means the world to me, and it means I get to keep doing this thing, so thank you. And number two, hope you liked our new intro. That was fun to make and fun to look back on some of the fun times in 2020 in wrestling and some of the terrible times in 2020 in wrestling. And if you've been through it all, then you probably could have picked out some of those. So that's all for that. And let's just jump right into our highs and lows for the week. There were some really crappy moments this week, per usual. I'm not going to bore you with most of them, mostly because I want to get some audio into this podcast, particularly because this low is coming from AEW, and I have a feeling there are a few of you that aren't avid AEW watchers, and so I want you guys to know what I'm talking about when I trash this terrible promo by Darby Allin and Sting. Again, this is the official low for the week, the promo from Darby Allin and Sting in the back of this weird warehouse on AEW Dynamite this week. I mean, AEW is pretty good, and I have to say, you know, 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10 times, promos hit. They have a very different, very different process than WWE does, you know, in regards to their promos. Most of these guys just get bullets, and then they're allowed to go with what they want to go with. Some of them are just trusted, I think, to go out and completely cut whatever they want and say whatever they want out there. You know, and because of that, you get people born like MJF and Jon Moxley, who cuts a good promo almost every week. It's crazy when you think about, man, what they had. They had him handcuffed as Dean Ambrose in WWE. Because the promos he cuts in AEW, again, 9 out of 10 times they hit. But this particular promo from Darby Allin and Darby Allin and Sting was bad. And first and foremost, I'm not a big Sting person. Again, I'm a younger audience. I think I've said before on the show, I'm only 22, so Sting doesn't mean a lot to me. To me, he just looks like an old man with face paint on. But for the nostalgia for other people, fine. Happy you enjoy it. But this was just objectionably bad, or subjectively bad. Excuse me. And Darby Allin, not a great promo. Great wrestler, does some awesome stuff, you know, kind of akin to like a Jeff Hardy style, but not a great promo. And so before I jump into this, let me just give you a little bit of audio. I'm going to cut it here and there, but so you guys can know what I'm talking about.
Let's just get on a first name basis right now. Taz, Brian, and Ricky, since we're going to be married in a street fight at Revolution, and since you feel so free to just throw out all kinds of false accusation toward Darby and myself, I want to tell you my feelings are hurt by that. You called us hoodlums. I mean, hoodlums? Darby, a hoodlum, Mia? Okay, Darby, he is a hoodlum. Darby, you are a hoodlum.
You see in the streets, it doesn't matter if you play clean or dirty. It's all about survival.
All right, for those who are not familiar with this again, this is Darby Allin and Sting, and they have a street fight this coming up at Revolution with Taz's gang, Brian Cage, and I am totally blanking on the other guy's name, so don't sue me, but the point being is, I guess the first place to start off is like that crash at the end that you heard. Darby Allin throws his skateboard out this warehouse window. Just throws a skateboard out the warehouse window. Like, what was the point of that? I don't. And then afterwards, Sting says a couple words and then proceeds to smash the window a bunch of times with his bat. At least Sting didn't throw his bat out the window. I don't think. It was weird, and then their wordage was weird. They just kept harping on this term hoodlum, and it was just a weird, awkward promo. And I mean, again, if you want to go give it a look up, it's on YouTube. But this was weird. And so I think these guys are going to put on a great match, but again, Darby Allin just has never blown me away necessarily at the promo. I think he's a cool character. He's got a weird gimmick, but it's interesting. And Sting, again, some people seem to like Sting for the nostalgia purpose, but this just was not for me. There's not a lot more to analyze about this. Again, it was just weird. You go back and listen to some of that audio. We're going to be married in a street fight. It didn't hit for me. And the reason I'm really particularly calling this out for the low for the week is because I expect better from AEW. I really do. Especially if they're trying to prove that this whole, maybe they're not, but if they're trying to prove that this whole, you know, no script thing, let the workers, trust the workers, let the workers come up with what they're supposed to say and yada yada. If they're trying to prove that that is what, you know, is the better process and that's the thing that works better, which it does, in my opinion. You know, you look at AEW's promos versus the crap that we see on WWE 9 out of 10 times, right? It is way better, but this was not a good representation of that. You know, again, I expect more from AEW is all I'm saying, and that's all I'm going to talk about for the low for the week, guys. I'm feeling pretty positive today, and I want to focus on the good stuff that was in wrestling. So let's move on over to the good stuff. All right, so as I'm going through my notes here, you know, we had a great match on AEW Dynamite, Jungle Boy and Dax Hardwood of FTR, formerly The Revival in WWE. Incredible match. Weird stipulation, but great match. You know, there was some good stuff on SmackDown. Love the Bianca Belair-Bailey match. I could have sworn they've already had, like, two matches previously, and the promo afterwards was awful, but the match was good. Hard-hitting, you know. It was fun to watch Dominic Mysterio get his butt whooped by the biggest babyface in the company now, apparently, Baron Corbin. Raw was Raw. I mean, that it was that terrible Charlotte Flair, Shayna Baszler thing. And then that tag team match and some Drew McIntyre, Goldberg. I love how they had Goldberg cut a promo a couple of weeks ago that made absolutely no sense. So this time instead, they just sent him out and said, say your catchphrase, Goldberg. Just say your catchphrase. I thought R-Truth was hilarious this week. And Edge. Oh, Edge. What a great promo by Edge. You know, A+ from me. He is just... same thing, what we expect from Edge, a great promo, so I loved watching that. I'm excited for the Royal Rumble, and I don't know about you guys, I think Edge has got a shot, you know? I think Edge has definitely got a shot, and he definitely swerved my pick, so right now, you know, because I have no other ideas of who's going to win that men's Royal Rumble match, I for some reason, I just don't think it's going to be Daniel Bryan. I'm going to go with Edge, so you're hearing it here first. My pick is going to be Edge. And so, yeah, so there was some good stuff on all across wrestling programs this week, but the official high for the week, I'm going to go over to SmackDown, and again, we're going to get some audio from this because it was incredible, in my opinion. Like I said, there was a bunch of great wrestling across all wrestling programs this week, but you know me, I am more of a storytelling, I don't know, I prefer the storytelling aspect more rather than just a good match, and so... if there's some really good storytelling, that's usually going to beat out a really good match for me. And so we're going to get the Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens promo segment as my high for the week. Wow. You know, these two are doing amazing with a match that is so conclusive, you know, but making me really want to watch it. You know, I thought about the TLC match particularly because I think that steel cage match, I try to wipe that from my memory because what the heck was that? There was no... build up or anything for that. But anyways, that TLC match, you know, there were a couple times they really got me. I thought Kevin Owens was going to win. You know, there were a couple times they really had me sitting up like, oh my God, is he actually going to do it? And this promo is doing the exact same thing that did, right? Where I know Roman Reigns is going to win this Sunday, you know, or tomorrow, excuse me. I know what's going to happen. I know it because, spoiler alert, right, the news, in the news a couple of this week, you know, they said that Roman Reigns' match at WrestleMania was already booked. They didn't say who the opponent was. They just said that it's not Shinsuke Nakamura. All this comes from Dave Meltzer, of course. Let me cite my source. But they know that Roman Reigns has his match at WrestleMania, so I'm pretty positive he's not losing. But wow, did Kevin Owens sell the chance of him actually winning this match. Such a beautifully personal promo. Roman Reigns is brilliant. Paul Heyman is hilariously brilliant. And I'm going to stop talking real quick so we can get a couple little clips of audio from this. I'm going to cut it here and there. But and I'll try not to give it too much audio because I know this podcast is not just let's listen to what happened on WWE. We're talking about analyzing it. But I do, this was so good that I would feel like I was doing a disservice if I didn't let you guys hear it for the first time, or for most of you again, probably just hear it again. Excuse me, for most of you, probably just hear it again. So here's a little bit of audio from this incredible promo.
Trying to understand what makes you tick. So let's talk about your family. Let me ask you a few questions. What kind of man was your father?
My father is a great man. So just watch where you're going there, bud.
Okay. Is he a smart man? Is he a smart man?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a very smart man. And if you are, you're gonna heed my warning just now.
I'm trying to understand why you don't understand. Why you don't see your own limitations, and the only thing I can think of is because he didn't teach you them. You see, you're not built for this game. You're not supposed to be here. You're not a caster, you're not a bishop, a knight, you're not the queen. You're a pawn. You're simple. I'm the king of this board.
I mean, what a brilliant job by Roman Reigns, particularly, and Kevin Owens, of course. I mean, both guys are incredible. Lately on the mic, this program is far exceeded my expectations, especially considering how long it's been going on. You know, three matches is usually the cutoff, but I mean, these two last losses for Kevin Owens were pretty definitive, although there was all the Jey Uso and stuff getting involved, but still, I mean, I was surprised I went to the well with this again, but, you know, when I watch this, I'm not surprised all of a sudden because these two guys are incredible. Roman Reigns making this personal, talking about Kevin Owens' family. The end where Kevin Owens, you know, starts going off on Roman Reigns and he just clicks the remote off. Oh, it was so good. Roman Reigns with the chess metaphor, you know, talking about Kevin Owens is just a pawn. You know, he's not built for this. He's not Roman Reigns. He's not a guy. He's not a guy that Vince McMahon would have at the top of the card like Roman Reigns is. He's not the guy. He's just Kevin Owens. And meanwhile, right, Kevin Owens is like a fan beloved favorite, right? We all love him because I think at base level, we can relate to a guy like Kevin Owens more than we can relate to a guy like Roman Reigns. And Paul Heyman was brilliant with this. He was like, in the beginning, just we don't have to subject Roman Reigns to this, the champ to this, like this, whatever, this promo that it's not Kevin Owens isn't saying anything that isn't true, right? And Roman Reigns talking about how he's making excuses, his cadence, you know, the pauses. I know it made for a long audio clip for this show, but I tried to cut it down and clip it up a little bit, but incredible. This has me hooked for the Royal Rumble match. Again, I'm excited. I know, again, I'm pretty sure I know the outcome, but I am still hyped to see what these two are going to do in the ring, outside of the ring. My only concern about this match is, you know, I hope they lean more into the Rhea Ripley, Raquel Gonzalez style, where if you watched that match recently on NXT, these two women, the way they moved from spot to spot without just moving from spot to spot, if that makes any sense. They made every movement look like it had an intention rather than, oh, we're going up spot A to do this and then spot B to do this and we'll just punch each other a couple times in between. Like the comparison between that match and the Edge and Randy Orton Last Man Standing match, there is no comparison. So I'm hoping they lean more into that style rather than the Edge and Randy Orton one where it just goes on forever. I think, you know, 15 minutes max for this match is fine. They don't need to draw this out. But I'm excited to see, you know, Kevin Owens is going to take some extreme bumps as he always does. He's going to keep getting up, keep fighting. So I'm curious to see the unique way that Roman Reigns and the Bloodline, I guess, keep him down, because I guarantee it's not going to just be knocking him out and knocking him down. I bet they're going to have to come up with something creative. So, yeah, I mean, as you can tell, that's the high for the week. Incredible. I'm pumped for this. I'm excited for the Royal Rumble, although I feel like a lot of the WWE booking has been crap. It is still the Royal Rumble, and it's my favorite pay-per-view of the year, as I know it is a lot of other people's favorite. You know, I'm calling it now. I guess my number one pick is going to be it's going to be weird. Let's go with like Edge and Sonya Deville. We're not even sure Sonya Deville is going to be in the match, but I can't see WWE going with the obvious picks. You know, Vince likes to throw a screwball in there from time to time, so we'll see. I'm excited for the Royal Rumble. I'm sure you guys are. And before I forget, let me throw on my random match recommendation for the week, which is going to be akin to this Sunday, and it is 1999 Royal Rumble match. This one, I'm going to give you the spoiler, so if you haven't seen it, you know, skip through this part. All right, I warned you. It is Vince McMahon wins the Royal Rumble. This Royal Rumble is filled with a bunch of screwy crap, but for some reason, it is still so entertaining. I'm not a huge proponent on the Steve Austin-Vince McMahon rivalry. It just, I don't know. Again, I see the entertainment value. I am entertained, but it's not my favorite thing in the world. But this match is great. We just watched this weekend, and I recommend you take a look back on it if you are doing your Royal Rumble previous watches of whatever before we watch the pay-per-view coming up. You know what I'm trying to say. So that is it for me this week, guys. Clearly, I am tired. It is time for bed. But I am excited for Sunday. I know you guys are. I think that's the 14th time I've said that. So I am signing off. Have a great week, and I will talk to you guys next week.